Toe-tapping good time. Right here at Rosie on the House. Y'all come on in. We've got the phone lines open. It's the toll-free number. Wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona, the number's 1-888-767-4348 to talk to Mr. John J. Harper, our local Arizona landscape and gardening expert. Whatever it has to do with your hardscape, landscape, garden, irrigation, outdoor lighting, hedging, trimming, fertilizing, he is the man to talk to. Give us a ring and let us know what you've got going in your yard this morning.
I'm going to go to Bob for a very self-serving reason. He's got some
same problem as yours.
Yes. The okra. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope you're having as good a day as I am. It's a beautiful morning down here on the farm.
Amen.
Every year for our summer, we grow okra. It's a very popular crop for us. And this year, I've got probably 80 to 90 plants. But every year, I always end up with two or three plants that'll grow beautiful and tall, and they never set fruit. I'm just wondering if John and his bag of tricks has got some kind of a way of making it set fruit.
Two or three out of 80 or 90?
Yeah, but it's popular. I want everyone
to say, so your success ratio there is quite impressive.
Are those two or three even flowering?
No, they will never flower. They'll just grow beautiful leaves. They'll get 5-6 foot tall like the other okra plants, but I'll never get anything out of them. I've tried pinching the growing buds and the tips, and I've never, you know, like I said, every year there's two or three plants that'll just never bloom, never flower.
Are they generally always in the same spot?
No. They could just be anywhere in the field.
Just all over. Well, you know, the only way to force something to bloom would be to try and maybe introduce a little more phosphorus to those particular plants, something higher in that, you know, your nitrogen, phosphorus, potash, your three numbers on a fertilizer. Mm-hmm. That middle of the three numbers is what's responsible for generally flowering, and, of course, can't have fruit unless you have a flower.
There you go. Of course, we grow everything organically, too, so I got to be careful.
Well, bone meal. Yeah. Bone meal would be a source of organic phosphorus. So, you know, you might try throwing a little extra bone meal on those couple, three plants. Other than that, I think you're being greedy.
You know, his voice sounds so upbeat. He doesn't sound like a glass half-empty type guy.
No, you're not too worried about it, I don't think.
There you go. So I'll try that bone meal.
All right.
All right, fellas. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too, man. Man, I wish I could have that kind of success, 80, 90 plants, and have just a couple not producing fruit. We actually had good luck with our okra this year.
I wish I had just a good percent of germination.
Yeah.
It always seems that some plants take off and do real good. Our zucchini, our squash did good. I had to plant okra three times before something even sprouted. Huh. We only got one artichoke that came up. We probably put in, seven or eight of those.
Well, you know, keep on practicing.
That's why Romy and Rosie don't do the garden hour, John. We appreciate you coming in every Saturday morning. We really do.
It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. Mike, good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, thank you.
Hey, listen, I got about a six-year-old apple tree, and I noticed the cutter bees getting a little bit, but they do about almost every year. But all of a sudden, about 3 weeks ago, it just died on me. Any idea? Too much water? No, it's not that it's not getting enough water.
Well, if it died suddenly, like just
suddenly.
Overnight.
Yep.
Well,
I just went out one morning, and all the leaves are dry.
Okay.
And,
you know, typically something that happens that quickly is not from lack of water. Generally, something that's suffering for lack of water will take a while to die. But overwatering can cause root rot, and that can have very few symptoms until it's almost too late, and then they die. Something introduced, like a fertilizer, too much fertilizer, an insecticide creeping over, or something got sprayed, gophers, something that has impacted the root system that didn't leave a lot of symptomology on the leaves and the top of the plant that would cause something to die quickly like that. So, you know, it's a disease or, you know, overfeeding, overspraying, something like that, I would guess. Or, like I said, gopher, you might go over and jiggle it and see if it's loose in the ground. You know, if it doesn't have any roots left, why, something has damaged the roots, whether it's a gopher or, again, overwatering or, you know, something like that. So,
Mike, we appreciate the call. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. If you have a question for Mr. John J. Harper about your landscape garden, we're talking today about, you know, registered contractors will be in here earlier. Landscapers need licenses as well. And surprise, you know, there really isn't a great nursery that is out in that area. I mean,
in Surprise?
Yeah, Elgin and...
There's
which is
Linden,
okay,
is kind of Sun City Westish.
Okay,
so Linden Tree Nursery, I think, is their actual name, but they're over there in that general area.
That's some place he may be able to take.
Yes,
a soil sample too, or a leaf, and get some local area information.
Right,
outstanding. Saturday morning, we're in the garden. Going to bottom of the hour news break. If you've got a question, now's a perfect opportunity. Operators are standing by. 1-888-767-4348.